Hey friends, I am coming to you tonight, and also my cat Monty would like to say hello. It is Tuesday, November 30th. Wow, it's the last day of November, 2021. And within the last hour or so, I just found out about yet another school shooting that took place in Michigan. At this point, three students have died and like eight or so other folks are injured and in the hospital. And this wave of heartbreak and pain and anger and rage and dumbfoundment, I'm not even sure if that's a word, but it is now, has just taken over me tonight. And I figured I'm probably not the only one feeling this way. So, if you are also feeling this way, you're not alone. We have been through a lot, especially in these last 3 years. And for a lot of us, the stresses and struggles and challenges that COVID and the hybrid learning, the virtual learning, the illness, the loss, the frustration, the confusion, the exhaustion has been enough. It's more than enough. And then on top of that, another school shooting that reminds us that it's not just viruses that we need to prepare for and try to prevent from hurting ourselves and the students that we love so much. To be honest with you, I know the pain of losing a student. I've lost three students in my 9-year career so far. Or is it 10? Oh no, this is my 10th year. I've lost three students in my 10th year. And if you are an unlucky member of that club, you know how hard it is. And so the idea of such a strong tragedy and incident taking place at my school makes me want to quit my job. I don't really want to quit my job, but I don't know a better option. I would like to grab and yell at and shake some of the people that don't feel like this is an issue that needs to be addressed. Do I know what all the solutions are? No, but the fact that this is just like another thing that has just happened and it's so common that a lot of people have become numb to it is not acceptable. I refuse to let myself be numb to it, so I will grieve and I will stand in solidarity with those teachers and students and community that has been affected at Oxford High School in Michigan. And I will walk into school tomorrow and make sure those kids in my room know how much I love them and know how much I care about them. Because what I can do, besides reaching out to my representatives and, you know, my community and trying to enact change in policy that way, I can make sure that those kids know how much they matter. That my room is a safe place for them, that I am a safe person for them, and that they can come to me if something's going on. We have had in our community, not at my school in particular, but in our community in the last number of years, we've had plans or supposed jokes about committing school violence foiled. And so I know this is a heavy topic, and I know that a lot of people would like to turn the other way and pretend that it's not something that we need to talk about. You know, but I can't ignore it. I refuse to be numb to it. I refuse to not feel it. I refuse to become hard to these things. And, you know, my training comes back to me in those moments, right? When I hear about what happened, when I hear the kids sharing, the seniors in high school sharing about how they had to barricade themselves in their classroom and how they were following through on the training that we have to prepare them for, that they're arming themselves with anything they could throw at the person who's coming into their building, that they're calling 911, that they're staying quiet, that they're hiding, that they're doing these things. And like, part of me is like proud that like those kids were able to follow through on those plans that their teachers have trained them for. And then as soon as I feel like, yay, good job, I get so angry that it's something that they even have to, that it's something they even have to think about, that we even have to think about, that I have to think about. So tomorrow I'm going to love on those kids a little bit harder, and that's pretty much all we can do. I'm a firm believer that, you know, obviously policy and action and things like that can make the world a better place. But I'm also a firm believer that love and empathy and belonging and community and vulnerability can make a world a better place too. And so tomorrow, that's what I choose. And just know that if you're having heavy feelings about this as well, I apologize if this is how you're finding out about this incident. That you're not alone, and if you need someone to process with or to vent to or to just hear you, know that I'm here. You can reach out to me via Instagram at Preaching to a Choir, or on Twitter at Caitlin Leppert, or through my Facebook page, and know you're not alone. If you are part of the community that has been affected or touched closely, I know I have a lot of friends that teach outside of the Detroit area. I stand with you, and I support you. I'm thinking of you, and I'm hugging you all in the biggest virtual germ-free hug that one can give.